Welcome to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by all the best pet care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at allthebestpetcare.com to see where all of their now 10 locations are around Western Washington. I typically talk about the weather at the beginning of every show because I'm just facing the west and the Seattle skyline and the mountains. Sometimes I can see it, sometimes I can't. Today, though, it really is remarkable. Gorgeous blue skies, sunny. What wonderful weather to start off the new year. Happy New Year, Eric.
Happy New Year, Julie. Yeah, it's fantastic weather, perfect weather, as we like to say, to take your dog for a walk.
Exactly. Even when it's raining, it's a great day to take your dog for a walk. But today, really enjoy if you're in Western Washington. We have a great guest today in the booth with us, which is always a pleasure to have somebody physically here for an interview. We have Mary Mitchell, who's the author of Woofs to the Wise, Learning to Lick at Life and Chew on Civility. And it is a really, really enjoyable, very touching and very cute book about a conversation, basically chronicling the conversation over email between your dog, Zsa Zsa, who's a French bulldog, and your friend, Ness Foreman, who has passed away a little over a year ago. And she had cancer, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So I met Mary at a holiday craft fundraiser at my hair salon shortly before the holidays. And Zsa Zsa was there, the French bulldog. She's a gorgeous French bulldog. And of course, I was, you know, there was a dog there, so that was very exciting. And you were there with your husband and had your books there, and we met, and here we are. And I've read most of the book, almost done. And there's just a lot in there to talk about. Now, your expertise is in, you're in the conversation of etiquette and civility and proper social behavior, effective communication. And you take your expertise and actually do consulting for corporations.
Yes, that's correct.
And you've also done quite a bit of writing. You have 9 books total and a syndicated column and a newspaper column, and also are a certified Zumba instructor and water aerobics
keeps
teacher.
Keeps me sane.
Yeah, so certainly busy and engaged in life, and that is one of the topics that is in the conversation. But it's a interesting angle to, you know, read these emails that happened. How long of a span of time did these emails take place over?
The emails between Zsa Zsa and Nessa Foreman took place over the span of about 9 months.
Okay.
And that was probably 3 or 4 months before she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Okay. So the conversation really, you can read the, you know, where you're learning of the cancer and where she's telling Zsa Zsa about the diagnosis and about her sickness and her doctor's visits. And now what, so Zsa Zsa has an email address, and that happened sort of as a side thought because I think there was some time to kill in the office. Is that right?
That's right. My summer intern, when we first got Zsa Zsa, got bored one time when he was waiting for something to download on my computer.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly Zsa Zsa had an email account, which of course went unused until my friend Nessa, who lived in Philadelphia, decided to visit me.
Yeah.
And she began sending me these micromanaging emails that drove me crazy. They would be like, you know, well, gee, should we have lunch before or after we go to the art museum in 3 months from tomorrow?
Yeah.
And that made me crazy. I didn't want to dissuade her or tell her how frustrating she was getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, Zsa Zsa has an email account. This is perfect. Mm-hmm. So Zsa Zsa wrote to Nessa and said pretty much, back off, sister. Well, Nessa found this so hilarious that she wrote back, and it became at least a daily correspondence. Mm-hmm. And what's important to know about Nessa is that Nessa, in her own right, was a very, very accomplished journalist. Mm-hmm. She was arts editor for the Philadelphia Bulletin and then was vice president corporate communications for the PBS affiliate in Philadelphia for a couple of decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, she had a biting wit. And so the whole thing just became so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it also became an instrument for healing.
Mm-hmm. And how long had you been friends?
We had been friends, oh, golly. I was 25.
Okay.
So let's just say that was a few decades ago.
Okay. So the conversation, the email conversation between Zsa Zsa, the French bulldog, and your visiting friend, Nessa, started as a way for you to tactfully tell her to sort of calm down about the visit and that you weren't in a space where you could plan the order of events, you know, to that detail so far in advance and, you know, to just kind of chill out. And it, as you said, it started this correspondence, and it does it. It just keeps going and on over, you know, about 9 months, you said, and through a sickness and ultimately death. And I'm curious about, I have so many questions for you about your expertise and what you do professionally, and also about your friendship and how frequently were you in contact with Nessa as a friend before she and Zsa Zsa started emailing each other? Were you in conversation daily or weekly or month, you know?
Oh, Nessa and I, first of all, I'm from Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I moved to Seattle 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to then, Nessa and I were in contact a few times a week at the very least.
Okay.
And we saw each other face to face.
Yep.
About once a week at least.
Okay.
When I moved out here, we became just about daily telephone pals. Mm-hmm. Because she was like my sister.
Yeah.
And she did not have any immediate family. So we behaved like sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And when she became ill, the conversation took on a different turn. And what happened, I thought, that was interesting as I look back on it, was that here you had two very accomplished professional communicators,
right,
who, when the going got really tough,
yeah,
found it more effective to talk to a dog than to each other. In my case, to say, hey, back off, babe.
Yeah.
And in her case, to say, I'm really sick and I'm really scared.
Yeah. So the frequency of communication didn't necessarily take a dramatic turn once the emails with Zsa Zsa started. It wasn't like, because I have a lot of long-distance friends from the East Coast, and some of them, I mean, if we talk monthly, we're lucky, you know. But so you were very close and had regular communication, and then it sort of just upped it a little bit with the communications with your emails through Zsa Zsa.
It did. It took it to a different level, and it became so much fun because, mm-hmm, when I write, it's always for a deadline. It's always for a newspaper or
right,
for a book publisher.
Yeah.
And so suddenly we were just doing this for fun.
Yeah.
And that's how the whole thing began.
Must have been refreshing as two professional writers to have this outlet of writing had a completely different energy to it.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
Both of us said to each other so many times, gee, this is a good reminder that work is supposed to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. One question that I had was when the email correspondence between Zsa Zsa and Nessa was happening, when you and Nessa talked, did you talk about the content of the emails between her and Zsa Zsa, or did you act like they really were between her and Zsa Zsa and you weren't sort of in on it?
We acted as though those conversations truly were between Nessa and Zsa Zsa, mm-hmm, and I did not intrude.
Mm-hmm.
When we did collaborate, was towards the end of her life, when, mm-hmm, she was just too weak to do a lot of the wordsmithing, mm-hmm. and so we would puzzle things through together. But
yeah.
But in general, I stayed out of that relationship.
Yeah, and that makes sense because then it leaves more space for the conversations that happen between her and Zsa Zsa to happen. Whereas if you talked about it between the two of you, then it may not have felt so safe or sort of sacred. So that does make sense to me. I think it was smart.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So you talk a lot about, Mary, your expertise is in leadership, etiquette, social behavior between humans, and in all sorts of different contexts, I would imagine, in the workplace, socially, etc. And I have a lot of questions for you from my perspective of being in a conversation about essentially, you could say etiquette, but awareness of communication and respect and sort of pack dynamics with dogs and working with the relationship between people and dogs. I have a lot of questions for you from your perspective. Really looking forward to hearing you talk about your experience and perspective. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Mary Mitchell, who's the author of Woofs to the Wise. You can find the website at woofstothewise.com. And you can also find them on Facebook. Just search for Woofs to the Wise on Facebook, and that'll bring you to their Facebook page. And there's also a direct link on the Dog Show homepage to both the website and their Facebook page, too. So you can find it through us as well. dogradioshow.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hey, Bulldog. Hey, Bulldog. Hey, Bulldog. For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Optigest and Connectin, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, January 6th, we'll welcome in the new year with the first Behavior Training and Healing Sunday of 2013. There's lots to catch up on with my absence through the holidays, plus I'll have open phone lines, so if you've got a new animal friend in your life or questions about an older one, plan to give me a call. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Are you eco-conscious? What about being humane-conscious, too? Choosing to live humanely includes buying cruelty-free products, learning where our food comes from, and how animals are treated. On Living Humane, we explore how our choices for humane living are ever-expanding. Join us this Saturday at 2 p.m. when we'll speak with the owners of Pizza Pie, a vegan pizzeria in the University District, as well as Kara Main Hester from the Seattle Animal Shelter to discuss their new Bunny Rabbit Spay-Neuter program for the public. Join us on Living Humane.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Amen. What's that, Lord? What do you think? That's it. You don't anymore.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM, and we're back with Mary Mitchell, who's the author of Woofs to the Wise. And it's a book chronicling the emails, email exchange between her dog, Zsa Zsa, who's a French bulldog, and her friend, dear friend, Nessa Foreman, who's passed away about a little over a year ago. And we talked in the first segment about how the conversation started and how it was a way for Mary to communicate to her friend to sort of calm down about the upcoming visit to Seattle. And so Zsa Zsa was given an email address by an intern, did you say?
Yes, an intern.
And so you, I think, very smartly communicated to your friend through Zsa Zsa and emailed her from her email account. And it started this email correspondence, a really lovely correspondence and sort of branch of your long time, very, very deep friendship with her. And so the book is Woofs to the Wise. The website is woofstothewise.com. You can also find them on Facebook. Just search for Woofs to the Wise and you'll see them on Facebook. You can also just click on the links I've put up on our homepage, which is dogradioshow.com. There's a link to both the website and also to their Facebook page through there as well. And this interview will be archived on our website and also, as always, available as a free audio podcast. And I believe this is episode number 201. So that's exciting.
Brava.
Yeah. So, Mary, I'm very intrigued by what you do and have done for years in the conversation about interpersonal skills, communication, social behavior, and etiquette. And I looked up the definition. The word civility is used quite a bit, and I wasn't exactly, I mean, I know what it means, but I wasn't sure about what is it defined as. And I found a couple of definitions, civility, formal politeness, and courtesy in behavior or speech. And then I also found a definition, civility is claiming and caring for one's identity needs and beliefs without degrading someone else's in the process. And this is especially of interest to me because of the conversation that I'm in on a daily basis with people and their dogs, and helping people to establish leadership with their dogs in a way that is, I think dogs are excellent judges of good leadership, and we have a lot to learn from them in that conversation about, you know, finding motivation. How do you motivate, you know, as a leader, how do you motivate those who you lead? Is it through fear? Is it through intimidation? Is it through reward? How do you provide consequences? Where are the boundaries? How do you set them? And, you know, all of this in really mutual respect. And that was something that I heard through the book quite a bit in Nessa's coaching of Zsa Zsa in being a diva, a true diva, and learning from her, and about really finding that place of being powerful, being in charge, being a leader without putting the people around you down or without being unpleasant. So specifically about your work in corporate environments, because I think of corporate environments, generally speaking, structured socially in a more masculine way, you know, masculine versus feminine. So when you're talking about the diva and Zsa Zsa's coaching and being a diva, it's sort of really a lot of these same points made about leadership, but in a very more feminine way. And a diva, I mean, is like, when you think of diva, you think of a woman, I think, generally speaking, although I know of some men who have been called divas for sure, but it sort of has this quality. And I think that it's women oftentimes, like powerful women, it has a negative connotation to it and can often be viewed as bitchy.
Yes.
Whereas a powerful man may do the same exact things and be praised for that. So I don't even know if I've formed an actual clear question, but I've been sort of talking about this sort of question that I have about your experience and your perspective in the business world and the conversation of, you know, in your book, Wolves to the Wise, about leadership, but between from woman to woman. How do you have thoughts on that, or am I just talking in circles?
Let me begin by saying that the three pivotal lessons that Zsa Zsa taught me and subsequently taught NASA were, first of all, to be absolutely present and not focused on a to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And second, patience.
Mm-hmm.
And third, how to play.
Mm.
It seems to me, based on what I've seen in corporate America or throughout my whole career, that these three traits are really important leadership qualities,
mm-hmm.
whether the leader is male or female.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, women, my observation has been that women create relationships and men solve problems. So I think that there's an inherent difference between how we lead.
Mm-hmm.
But civility is always, and I think should be, at the basis for it. Mm-hmm. Because you really can't be arrogant and civil at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain amount of, there's a lot of humility that goes into being civil.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the endorsers for the book, who gave us a wonderful cover endorsement, was the founder of the Johns Hopkins Civility Project, who, as you can imagine, I kind of had to cajole into reading the book in the first place.
Yeah.
What? You want me to read a book from written by a dog,
right.
Please?
Trust me.
That was when I called in a favor and said, come on, PM, you know, pay attention. I wouldn't waste your time.
Right.
I think my observation in corporate America is that historically, women really did not support other women.
Mm.
You know, you hear about the old boys network. Well, the men got it, but they were reared to do something different. I think that's changing a lot now. I think that you're seeing women. I'm seeing women being a lot more supportive of other women, and I'm really grateful that that's changing. Mm-hmm. When you talk about the diva lessons, it interests me. You know, Nessa was very much a 21st century enlightened diva, and she made that point absolutely clear,
mm-hmm.
in very, very funny ways. I think you'll have to admit you laughed a lot when you read the book.
Yes.
When my own mentor was Letitia Baldrige, who was the Kennedy social secretary and actually wrote the very first business etiquette book ever. So mm-hmm. she was history making. When I asked her one time if she had it to do over again, what would she do differently? And without blinking, she said, I'd come back as a man.
Yeah.
Which was a reflection of her times.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way. I think that I think women have come a long way, and we're just different. We do create relationships, and we lead very often possibly through somewhat less direct ways. I think that we lead a lot, or at least enlightened divas lead a lot through their example, through being a role model.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a little bit different from a male perspective, which is kind of out to fix something.
Mm-hmm. What is it about that difference that you observed? And I'm glad to hear that you do see that changing, where men would take care of each other more so than women would take care of each other. What is that? I wonder why that is the case. There's a competitiveness, or it must be rooted somehow in fear that men don't have with each other, or... Because I know men are definitely competitive with each other, but why? I wonder why that difference is, especially given women are generally more relational. in the workplace or in general, women can be nasty. Nasty.
Yes. Girls, little girls can be really nasty.
Oh, I grew up. It's a tough deal.
If I were a psychologist, I could probably answer that question with a certain amount of gravitas. I'm not a psychologist. What I would say, though, is that women didn't have a lot of role models.
Mm.
Men did. You know, how many women do you know whose mothers said to them, come on, dear, now I'm going to teach you to shake hands like an assertive, professional, self-contained woman.
Mm-hmm.
And yet men were used to hearing their father say, come on, I'm going to show you how to shake hands like a man, sonny.
Right. Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of just not knowing the questions. How can you know the answers if you don't even know the questions?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting point. Yeah. So we're talking with Mary Mitchell, who's the author of one of her 9 books. Now, when did this come out? It came out
October 2012.
So just recently. It's called Woofs to the Wise, and the website is woofstothewise.com. You can also find them on Facebook, and you can buy the book through Amazon. And it's a lovely book, a really easy read, very touching, very cute, very funny, both from Zsa Zsa and from Nessa. And when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, but I'm going to talk about, I could talk about what we've just been talking about for hours. It's very curious to me. I'm going to read some excerpts from the book and talk about some of the content from the book and some of the communications between Nessa and Zsa Zsa. And Zsa Zsa, by the way, who is a French bulldog, she's 5 or 6?
She's 6.
She's 6. She's in our auxiliary studio waving right now. And she's absolutely adorable. I'm getting a kick out of that. We're going to have to get some pictures of her here as well. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Mary Mitchell. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Seattle Weight Loss and Wellness offers physician-supervised weight loss called Ideal Protein. Ideal Protein ignites fat metabolism without compromising your muscle tissue and provides one-on-one education in making healthy and delicious food choices for long-term success. Your body is prepared to continue burning fat while you successfully maintain your newly achieved ideal body weight and increased vitality. Visit SeattleWL.com. Mention this ad for $50 off your initial consultation fee. That's SeattleWL.com.
Every generation needs a voice, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150, Lewis Howard's show, Head of the House, is the voice for the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Head of the House brings education, insight, and information that brings health and healing to the challenges of managing your home, relationships, and your career. Tune in once, and you will be hooked. That's Head of the House every Monday at 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Who is Jopra?
What is Jopra?
When is Jopra?
Joe Janot is the host of a brand new show called Jopra. Joe has been nicknamed Jopra by his friends and colleagues who find his advice and insight to be enlightening, just like a certain other talk show host of world renown. Born and raised in Seattle, independent-minded Joe Janot is bringing issues to the airwaves that make you ponder, laugh, and deliberate. The Jopra show is about the ins and outs of food and drink, relationships, entertainment, and so much more. Get to know Jopra every Thursday at 2, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a 2-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist, www.sensitivedog.com.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor
From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. We're back with Mary Mitchell, woman of many hats, author of 9 books. Most recent, I assume, is the book we're talking about today, Woofs to the Wise. Came out in October of last year. You can find it online, woofstothewise.com, and you can also find them on Facebook, and the book is for sale on Amazon. Mary is also the president of the Mitchell Organization, consulting and training firm for interpersonal skills and etiquette, and is a syndicated newspaper columnist and certified Zumba instructor and aqua aerobics instructor as well.
I'm very proud of that.
So, I think that's awesome. Engaged in life. So, your book is... So, tell me... Now, there's a story about sort of fulfilling a promise in publishing this book.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Well, when Nessa finally got to visit me, and we had by this time been exchanging, or Nessa and Zsa had been exchanging emails for mm-hmm. about 3 months. Mm-hmm. When Nessa finally came and was ready to go, she said, you know, I think there's a book here, and I think that and really all we've done is have fun. Mm-hmm. But both of us are accomplished enough journalists to know that we weren't going to just write blather. It had to be prescriptive. Mm-hmm. It had to have a value. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I think that's true, because in the course of those 3 months, we talked about career challenges. We talked about leadership. We talked about boyfriends. We talked mm-hmm. about apologies. We talked about making mistakes. Mm-hmm. And so... the night before she died, mm-hmm. She exacted a promise from me that I would finish the book. Mm. And Nessa was Jewish, which meant that the one-year anniversary of her death was a very, very important date. And I knew that it was very important that the book be a physical reality 1 year after her death, for her, the unveiling of her gravestone. Mm-hmm. So although I had interest from a couple of publishers, nobody would guarantee me that I would have a physical book within 1 year. Mm-hmm. And so I forged out for the first time into self-publishing, which was quite an adventure. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, it was really very liberating, because it gave me the opportunity to make a lot of aesthetic decisions about the book. So it's a very pretty book. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a fabric page marker. It's mm-hmm. it's hardcover. And it's really beautifully illustrated, yeah. which is part of the story of friendship. And I would like to mention this, because I think it's such a testimony to women supporting women. I have a very good friend who is a very well-regarded muralist from Southern California, who was living... I live on a floating home in Seattle on Lake Union, and she came to visit us at one point, and of course got to meet Zsa, knew Zsa, and has painted Zsa. Mm-hmm. And when I told her about the book, and I told her about Nessa being so ill, she said, you know, if you send me photographs and what you'd like, how you want them to appear in the book, I will illustrate the book. which I think is a tremendous testimony because she was never paid a penny, and she did all of that work and never even met NASA, but knew it was a worthy cause. And I should point out that all the money that comes from this book will go to a foundation that NASA created for educating middle schoolers in the arts.
Oh, wow.
And that's very, very important because NASA was quite a voice in the arts in Philadelphia.
Mm. And unfortunately, what tends to fall away in budget cuts and education are the arts and music, and which is very sad. So that's wonderful. Again, the book is called Woofs to the Wise. You can find them online at woofstothewise.com, for sale on Amazon and also on Facebook. Become a fan of Zsa Zsa. We just had a little bit of a photo shoot with her here in the booth, and it's adorable. So look for those pictures as well. So you talk, like you said, in the book about there's some really funny conversations that happen, and also some really good information, both through Zsa Zsa and also from NASA. A guide for getting out of the doghouse. And, you know, some really great information. You can definitely, your expertise, both of your expertise does come through in the conversation, which was your point earlier. The conversation about how to be a powerful leader. And then in Nessa's coaching of Zsa Zsa, in her sort of how part of the conversation is framed in that, where Zsa Zsa's asking questions about, well, you know, this has irritated me. What do I do? I remember one that I just read was where somebody remarked, some woman who was from another country, which I thought was interesting, remarked when she saw Zsa Zsa, oh, that dog is so ugly or something. And, you know, I mean, that is rude, and it was interesting. You know, even if you did think that, and Zsa Zsa is gorgeous, so it's just not accurate in the first place. But just interesting that, you know, somebody would say that. Look how ugly that dog is, she said. And I was curious, you were present for that interaction,
yes,
I assume.
I was.
So how did that make you feel? What was your reaction? Because you spoke with NASA through Zsa Zsa, and Zsa Zsa was writing about it. But I'm curious what you, Mary, thought about that.
Well, Mary, the etiquette columnist and etiquette expert, had some very impolite thoughts when she heard that.
Yeah.
and I was astounded at that, at the frankness of it. But when Zsa Zsa wrote to NASA, NASA had some very interesting comments about, well, you know, what is beauty?
Mm-hmm.
And is beauty, the way you and I might perceive beauty, it might be very different from the way someone 500 years ago would perceive beauty, or mm-hmm. someone across the world would perceive beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And these were the sort of prescriptive messages that we believed in that came across. A couple of my favorite anecdotes from the book was at one point Zsa Zsa complained bitterly that she was she just had the ultimate humiliation because she was given a Halloween costume that was a squirrel. Mm-hmm. Now, there is no greater humiliation for a dog than to expect them to dress up like a squirrel, much less parade around in this costume.
Right.
And NASA pointed out that while she could appreciate her immediate irritation, that she really must remember that the person who, first of all, the gift was not the squirrel costume. The gift was the time and the attention that went into purchasing whatever the gift turned out to be.
Yeah.
And that the person who gave her the gift was a student. Students don't have a lot of money, so that represented quite a bit of this, you know, her resources,
mm-hmm.
and that maybe Zsa Zsa should take a second look at her response here
mm-hmm.
and think about it. That mm-hmm. was one of my favorites.
Yeah. One of the things that I liked about the conversation back to the woman who said, look how ugly that dog is, to Zsa Zsa, which would be horrifying to an owner. You just, you know, don't say that. I'm not sure what country she was from, but one of the things I liked what Nessa said was that she said, this insulter has no style. And it brought up for me something about something that I've thought about before. And if somebody passes an insult to you or does something intentionally or not, I would say even especially intentionally, if you don't have respect for the person who's insulting you, then it's easy to not feel insulted because you have to consider the source that it's coming from. It's like, oh, well, this person is, oh, that was such a rude thing to say. Why should I, that it sort of automatically, they have no credibility now to me. So how would I feel offended from this person who I don't respect?
That's one approach, or you can simply be too polite to notice.
Yeah. Interesting thought on that one. And then, so I have a question about, we're going to take another quick break, and I want to talk a little bit about the time more around Nessa's death and actually the conversation preceding that about where she is, you know, getting progressively sicker and the conversation between she and Zsa Zsa. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Mary Mitchell, who's the author of Woofs to the Wise, Learning to Lick at Life and Chew on Civility, woofstothewise.com. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Just a walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along.
Natural Pet Pantry is Seattle's original source for wholesome dog and cat meals, offering 8 different proteins to accommodate your pet's dietary needs. Made locally using all U.S.-sourced ingredients, their freshly ground stews, raw or cooked, can be purchased from their Burien shop, most independent pet supply stores, or delivered right to your home. Natural Pet Pantry will even work with your vet to custom blend a prescription diet for your pet's unique needs. Go to naturalpetpantry.com for more information. Natural Pet Pantry. It just makes sense.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Want a faster metabolism? Desperate for more energy throughout the day? Food is our most powerful medicine, and on Passionate Nutrition Radio, I'll answer your burning nutrition questions and offer real solutions for your family. On Passionate Nutrition Radio, you'll learn how to transform how you look and feel with the foods that you eat. My name is Jennifer Adler, and I'm a nutritionist, chef, and founder of Passionate Nutrition, a nutrition practice with 6 locations throughout the greater Puget Sound area. Join me on Passionate Nutrition Radio for a weekly serving of nutrition wisdom. Learn more at PassionateNutrition.com.
That's Passionate Nutrition every Friday at noon.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a 2-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
There was you on time and wagging your tail in the cutest mime, and you was in jail. I said, what could be mine? And you gave away the man. I was no longer alone.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and we are talking with Mary Mitchell, who's the author of Woofs to the Wise. Mary is the president of the Mitchell Organization, consulting and training firm for interpersonal skills and etiquette. Is it exclusively in the corporate environment, or is it all over?
Oh, it's all over. Okay. I do a lot of work with the medical world and the academic world.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a part in the book where Nessa shares with Zsa-Zsa her frustration of lack of bedside manners from her doctor.
Excuse me, but I'll just point out that one through story in the book is that Zsa-Zsa began her career as a therapy dog in my husband's medical office. Mm-hmm. And then when he closed his practice, he's a surgeon, he closed his practice about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And of course, Zsa-Zsa was out of a job.
Right.
So that was one of the themes in the book, was help me find a new job.
Right.
And what was interesting was, so at that point, Nessa was mentoring Zsa-Zsa. And as the book moved through, Zsa-Zsa became Nessa's mentor as she navigated her illness.
Mm-hmm. So this is a sequence of emails, an email conversation that happens over the course of about 9 months. And the timing of it, is it about halfway through that where Nessa learns of her illness?
Yes, it was about halfway through that Nessa learned of her illness, and she also made a very conscious decision not to talk about her illness and to focus completely on on life and health and the glories of what's going on around us.
Yeah.
So it was only considerably later in the book. The book's all about life, but much later in the book, Zsa-Zsa complains to Nessa that she hadn't heard from her in such a long time.
Yeah.
And then Nessa finally admitted that, well, she had been very ill.
Did Nessa tell you of her illness through your email correspondence with Zsa-Zsa, or did she tell you between you and her?
No, Nessa told me of her illness directly.
Yeah. Yes, there is a point where Zsa-Zsa asks, you know, where have you... You know, I'm worried about you. I haven't heard from you in some time. And are you okay? And she says, sometimes I get too upset to talk about things, for instance, my own health problems. And people keep calling to find out how I am. And I really don't want to talk about that. I continue to be ill and I would rather talk about healthy things and focus all my energy in that direction. But then she thanks her for the questions, and then she says, now let's get to the important stuff. And she talks about Zsa-Zsa's upset in getting her favorite balls replaced.
Yes, and, yes.
So it is, interesting to see that part of your friendship, you know, through those emails and to get to know that part of Nessa a little bit, too, because people experience that process very differently.
That's right. We all experience loss very, very differently. And and one of the things that Nessa pointed out to Zsa-Zsa was that Zsa-Zsa probably didn't truly appreciate those balls until she lost them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lesson we all can learn.
Mm-hmm. And also she talked about the opportunity of, yes, this is gone. This that you loved is gone, and there's opportunity to love other things in the future. And then Zsa-Zsa replied, not too happy about the correlation. Like, are you saying friends are the same as balls? And it was like, no. So the book, if you're just tuning in, is the email conversation between Zsa-Zsa, who is Mary, and tell me your husband's name again.
Jim Weber.
And Jim. Mary and Jim's French bulldog and their dear friend, Mary's dear friend, Nessa Foreman, who a part of the way through the conversations learns that she has cancer. What kind of cancer did she have?
It was pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer. And so you actually see this conversation happen, you know, through the emails as well. And like you said, Mary, the proceeds from the book sales go to support a foundation that Nessa started.
That's correct.
Which helps to fund art programs for middle school children, which is a really wonderful effort. So another reason, in addition to the delightful read, to purchase the book, It's called Woofs to the Wise, and you can find it online, woofstothewise.com, and you can buy it at amazon.com, and they're also on Facebook as well. So it's been a little over a year since well, it was September 10th, did you say?
That's
correct. Nessa passed away? A year ago, September. And the book came out in October.
That's right. It came out in time for her gravestone unveiling.
Yeah. Did you have a something that you wanted to read from? I just saw you looking at it.
Well, there was the farewell to dear friends that brings the book full circle. And I thought, if you'd like, I'd read that
Love
one
it.
Section. It was a letter from Nessa to Zsa Zsa.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, "Dearest Z, Mary came to visit me today. At the time, I was far too weak to talk or even to open my eyes, but I knew she was there. She stroked my hair and whispered, 'Ness, you are really beautiful, and I love you.' Well, it's a good thing I couldn't talk just then. I would have shouted, 'Get a grip. I believe in look good, feel good, but right now I look awful. My hair is curly and white. Who knew it's been so long? No mascara, no mani-pedi, and I'm wearing this pathetic excuse for a nightgown. Now that I have some strength and have thought about it, I see I understand what she meant. Mary wasn't seeing the hospital bed wreck. She saw her friend, her favorite diva, and sister of choice. As the diva under my wing, Z's, you must remember always to be more beautiful on the inside than the outside. Continue being the well-mannered dog that you are. Take lots of sniffs on those walks. Don't speed up. That will help anyone walking with you to appreciate those precious moments they have. Do not growl or whine. Be happy to see people who love you, even when you don't know each other. And for goodness sake, be sure to pee and poop only in approved places. Dear Zizi, you are wise beyond your years. There is much wisdom behind those ears. The heart-shaped spot on your back is not there by accident. It is there to remind everybody of what you are all about, being a little dog with a big heart. I am so proud to be your aunt. Snuggle a lot. I must rest now. Love, Auntie Ness."
Mm. And when was that written? How soon before she passed away?
Actually, that was written after she passed away.
Okay, got it. So that was, you had just had your last visit with her then?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it's just such a great, unique book. And, you know, coming from this perspective, I think that's something that dogs really open up for us in a lot of ways, both verbal and nonverbal, teaching us how to relate, how to connect in different ways. You had said being present was one thing that was something that you talk about a lot in your work, and that's something dogs are all about, getting us to be present to them.
That's right.
And there's a lot of value in that, a lot of value, especially as technology advances and our phones can do 5 things at once and everything is faster, 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 faster. And, you know, humans are animals also. And it can be, I think, really harmful to not slow down and to not get present to ourselves, to our dogs, to our partners, spouses, friends, and to just really slow down and be and not be distracted in our heads about all the different things going on. And this is just such a sweet story of your friendship and how it sort of had an interesting branch through your dog and the communication that happened.
I think that we are really only as successful as our weakest relationship.
Mm.
And one of the things that I certainly learned from Zsa Zsa is that she doesn't judge me.
Mm-hmm.
And when Nessa and I were writing the book, our goal was important that we didn't make judgments. We just wanted to point out things that were worth thinking about. And I think that we've succeeded at that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I go through the book and reread it and think, gee, the way Zsa Zsa said it is so much more effective than if I were to just preach.
Yeah. Just in the last few seconds here, what do you think Nessa would think of the book?
I think Nessa would love the book.
Yeah.
I really think she would love the book because it is prescriptive. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful book. You know, it's a lovely gift. There's wonderful art in it. It feels good in your hand. There's a fabric page marker. I think that as an arts critic of some renown, I think she would be very, very happy. But I can tell you that it was intimidating as all get out to be making these decisions thinking, oh, my goodness, what would Nessa do?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she's thrilled. And thank you so much for your time today. The book is called Woofs to the Wise. Author is Mary Mitchell, and the website is woofstothewise.com. You can find the book on Amazon, and be sure to find them on Facebook as well. We'll be back for another live show next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. and rebroadcast on Sundays at 1. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.